Disciples of love, gracious ones of my heart, I bid you to enter my heart of solar love and joy now, as my angels from Venus form a very large formation of a heart here and around the earth. For we have come with a very delicate aspect of love, fragile in its eternal nature, replete with the quintessences that are essential for you to assimilate in order to truly know love in its highest form and at its deepest level. When you make contact with God within your heart, and when the fire of love is truly burning there, and there is no equivocation about it, because you feel that resonant field of pure beingness as the grace of love, the flow of love, the regency, and the regal nature of divine love. There I am. There Venusian love abides as we know it on our sphere. And there God may more perfectly work through you because you have aligned yourself through the Ancient of Days understanding of love with the heart of God. Love speaks often, yet few discern the nuances of its message and call to the heart. And the sacredness of that simple and yet profound point of co-creation within you. You become the nexus for new love, Aquarian love, compassion of the highest order, and the magnanimous nature that maximizes love in every situation to affirm God, God, God within every communication, within what you choose to behold in your brother or sister, or in life itself, and what you seek to hear from the fount of eternal wisdom as the voice of God within you speaks to your soul. There are so many flavors of love, aromas of love, and flowerings of love that you may discover in moments of truth We're connected to your source. All that is rich, beautiful, and pure may be yours to experience as you require to move you higher. We have spoken of love almost for an eternity, dearest ones. We have modeled the nature of love on Venus, so that every life stream evolving there has as that one's focal point of perception, self-realization, and knowingness, love as God loves through that one. Think of what Earth may be when every life stream accesses godly love. Think of the culture, the new solar civilization that may arise here in every sphere of awareness, when men and women and children throughout the earth embrace divine love. It always begins with love of self, with a capital S, whereby one feels within the heart these deep impressions that come through angelic intercession, divine mindfulness, and a spirited beingness. That facilitates true self-realization in love. When you have learned to accommodate the love of a master, a solar being, and even of Alpha and Omega within your heart, truly as a child born anew, the smile of the Divine One will always be upon your face, the glow of your auric field will be there for all to notice. And the joy of being oozes through all that you do, express, and manifest in your conscious life. I am now stepping up the frequency of solar love and joy as best as you may assimilate it within your auric field and your heart chakra this day, so that day by day as you accommodate and attempt to go higher in your divine life, to go deeper into the mystical aspects of that ruby and fiery love that you may know if you choose so to make the effort and the sacrifice For many of you are coming to those points on the initiatic path where there must be the burning through of that opposition to love within you. For you must know God as love, dearest ones. And only in this equation will you truly be free and enlightened, aware of the all in all who is love. As the angels now fan the fires of love within your lives, within your beings, allow this grace and the simplicity of its refreshing spirit move through you, transform you, elevate you. Yes, we often come, Vesta and I, to prepare you, to adorn you, to redress you in anticipation of the coming of Omega. For if you would know a mother's love, as Omega expresses it, a greater gentility, humility, and carefulness must be yours, my beloved hearts. Your singing, your praising, your devotion, your divine adoration during this event has reached the altars of light upon Venus within temples of love. And we have extended them after we have expanded them by our own devotions to the central sun in preparation for Omega's journey here, and the blessings to be yours from the Lord Seer. Now, beloved ones, as Vesta shines her solar love upon you, raise your eyes to the skies and behold the glory of God within the new life that may be yours, free in spirit, now and forevermore. I thank you.